Are we all here? Hands up who's not here. Okay. I think we're all present, and it's just gone four. So, welcome everybody Welcome everybody to the CCNSO Council meeting here in Cartagena in Colombia. We have a reasonably full agenda. The first item is, as usual, the confirmation of the approval of the minutes and action items from our last council call, which was the 16th of November. The minutes have been sent out, amended where necessary, and so unless there are any objections, will be deemed approved. Gabby, would you care to tell us the action items, please?
Should I read all of them or just the ones?
How many of them are there?
Five.
Yeah, just tell us what they were.
Action 5701, Byron Holland to update the gap analysis on strategic items and share it with the council in order to use it as a base at the meeting with the ICANN board in Cartagena. And that's done.
Yes.
Action 5702, Gabriela Schittig to inform the finance working group members of their appointment and to set up an email list for the group. That's done. Action 5703, Bart Boswinkel to add an explanation to the finance working group charter as to why regional organization representatives only can participate as observers. Bart?
It's not included, but the definition of observers and liaisons is included in the Article 9 of the ICANN bylaws. That's why they observers.
Action 5704, Gabriela Schittig to send a note to the CCNSO community asking for topics for the meeting with the ICANN board in Cartagena. And that's done. And then Action 5705, the chair to look into CCNSO involvement in the cross-community working group on recommendation number 6 and report back to the council.
Yes, or rather no. Sorry, been a bit busy. I haven't done that yet, but I shall. Okay.
Actually, I think no was the right answer.
Yeah. Yes, don't want to be involved in that one. Item 2 on the agenda is the CCNSO independent review draft recommendations. Now, so that was the session we had with Jean-Jacques. It's really a question of whether we need to respond. He has obviously asked for input during the comment period, and he asked for positive and thank you, well done input just as much as anything else. I think at some point, but not today, we will obviously pass a resolution thanking the committee for their work, etc., etc. But it's not finished yet because the final report hasn't been produced. The question for us, I suppose, is: should the CCNSO itself, as opposed to individuals, put in a response to the report? And I think it probably would be a polite, if nothing else, a polite thing to do. Does anyone know when it closes, Bart? Can you remember when it closes?
Mid-15th of January.
Okay. So I will take as a if it's all right with everyone, I will take as an action item. Paul, I hope you're paying attention. An action item to draft a response. I don't think there's a need for it to be anything other than just thank you, and we have, I don't think we have anything specific we want to say, Leslie.
It might be appropriate for the council to comment on the recommendations concerning the council.
Yes, what I meant was our comments will be things like, yes, we're doing that. We're halfway through this, whatever it may be. So, for example, the work plan and... Dottie.
I'm sorry.
We're halfway through the work plan, we're doing the roles and responsibilities, that sort of thing. But I don't think we're pushing back on anything, because I think the new report, the draft report from the board committee is basically fine. But we'll go through it and we'll send it out to people and see if we can manage to get an agreed text. Item 3 is the review of rules of the CCNSO in the IDN CC TLD PDP. God. Basically, if you remember yesterday, Hiro presented to us on our working group two and said that it's clear from the work that they are doing that perhaps they should also look at any consequently required amendments to our internal rules and procedures, but that currently that is not within the scope of the charter, and therefore asked us if we would like them to do that. Can I have any discussion on that point, please? Anybody agree, disagree, don't care? Can I take it that we there's no discussion and we think we should resolve that? Okay, so, and thank you, Hiro, for A, for your work, but B, for bringing that to our attention. I note that you don't have any microphones down that end of the table, so. Or down that end of the table. Excellent. So the suggestion.
Oh, Gabby.
So the suggested resolution is that the council resolves to request the IDN-CCPDP Working Group 2 to review the rules and guidelines and propose changes to align the rules and guidelines pending the implementation of the recommendations to adjust Article 9 of the ICANN bylaws to include IDN-CCTLD managers in the CCNSO, which is a somewhat convoluted way of saying what we want them to do. But the question is, do we need to amend the charter?
No. Yeah, you should. But if you direct it, I would say the working group can do it.
They can do it under the charter as long as we say it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then in that case, I'm comfortable with the resolution. We know what we need. Can I have a proposer, Hiro? Thank you. A seconder, Youngham, thank you very much. Does anybody wish to abstain or vote against the resolution? Then it is passed unanimously. Item 4 is the establishment of a study group, the use of country and territory names as TLD strings. Later on in the papers, after the end of the agenda, is a document which says agenda point 4, create working group to review and recommend action, if any, regarding the use of country and territory names as a TLD string. Now, Bart, can you just briefly, very briefly, just tell us, give us the background?
The background is, again, in the IDM PDP, it came up that country names could be used, but that is beyond the scope of the IDM PDP. It's only focused, on IDM PDP, IDN CCTLDs. In order, and this has been a problem already since we started discussing IDNs since 2007, when the council passed its first resolution regarding this topic in November 2007 in Los Angeles. In order to have a broader and full understanding of the issues involved, the idea is to set up a study group to understand and just to identify the issues and maybe come up, if appropriate, with a course of action.
So we're
it's outside the scope of the. So we can park it outside the scope of the.
People. We're talking about country and territory names as TLD strings, both in ASCII and IDNs.
Yeah.
And we're talking about country names, obviously, in the GTLD space. So we don't need to do any of the sort of if we say yes to set up a study group, then presumably you will go away and draft a document that explains what that study group is going to do in detail. Yes, Leslie.
I'm being very thick. What's the difference between a study group and a working group?
Excellent question, and no, you're not.
The study group and working group say, in this case, I propose the model as we used with the wildcarding. So it's very lightweight, and that's why that one was called a study group. It is for a short time just to do, understand the issues and with a limited purpose and a scope.
Yeah, it's... It's so
it doesn't need a charter.
No, it doesn't need a charter, but it needs a
this is what we want you to look at type of thing, like we did with the wildcards. And basically, I guess what it is really is a precursor to a possible working group, because the thing with the working group is, generally speaking, it comes back to us with recommendations. So we would, as I say, get a sort of explanatory document that explains what the study group needs to do. That would then inform a call for volunteers, because you can't ask for volunteers until you're clear what it is you're going to do. And then we would call for volunteers and start doing some work. And I know Annabeth's very keen to be involved in that, aren't you, Annabeth? Yes, good. Excellent.
And possibly that's an addition, but that's just to highlight, if possible, and that's a proposal to include members of the GAC as well, people like Manal.
Well, I think you'd certainly ask Manal, because she's on our IDN working group, and so therefore. Okay. So do we need a formal resolution, Bart, or do we just agree to do it? Or?
I think we agree to do it. But Gabby is more of the formal stuff.
You want a resolution, surely.
Gabby wants a resolution. Okay, so why don't we resolve to... can you make a note, Gabby, please? Resolve to establish a study group to look at the issue of... there is actually a resolution. Thank you, Bart. Just not on the agenda. To create an ad hoc study group on the use of country and territory names... invite the GAC to participate in the manner that it finds most appropriate, with the purpose to provide a comprehensive overview to the CCTLD community and the council. And if the study group, because it's... just to say, take that out. Community and to the council. And once the volunteers have been appointed, their first task is to draft... I don't think that's right. I think you have to draft the purpose of the working group, and we have to approve it. Okay, so you just stop. So the resolution reads, the council resolves to create an ad hoc study group on the use of country and territory names and invite the GAC to participate in a manner that it finds most appropriate, with the purpose to provide a comprehensive overview to the CCTLD community and the council. And that's the resolution. Would Youngham?
I think we should not just create the study group, but ask someone to be in charge of the management of the study group, like Annabeth.
Someone like Annabeth?
Yes.
What?
I nominate Annabeth.
yes, that's fine. And request Annabeth to chair the study group. If that's okay. And there should also be a request for Bart to draft a, in conjunction with Annabeth, to draft a purpose paper. So, can I have a proposer for that resolution, please? Yes, Youngham, thank you. Second, and Becky, thank you. Anyone object? Anyone abstaining or voting against? Okay, good. Thank you. The next one is the... It's number five, which is the CCNSO response to the fast-track review. You'll remember yesterday we didn't look at it in any detail, but we did put up the one particular section which appeared to be suggesting that ICANN should have some sort of approval mechanism for language tables. So I think my view is that we certainly need to respond to that, but we haven't really done any work on it. So I would suggest that we ask Bart to draft a suggested response for the council to consider on list. I'm unsure when the deadline is.
17th of December.
17th of December?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I suggest that we immediately ask that deadline be extended? Paul, could you do a note... CCNSO note asking that deadline be extended to allow us enough time to respond comprehensively to the document on behalf of the... And I'll send that out later on. Thank you. Bart, you draft a response document. You don't need to resolve anything on that.
Yep.
The next one is a resolution, and that is the Joint Security and Stability Analysis Charter Drafting Working Group has produced its charter. I can tell you that the ALAC unanimously approved the charter yesterday. The GNSO has not got to it yet, but is doing its best to do so. Everyone has seen it, and I went through it briefly. The key points this morning. Are there any questions on the charter or anything regarding this? Yes, of course you may, Paulos.
Section 2, last sentence. I wanted to know why it was necessary to specifically say each of the participating SOs and SEs has adopted this charter according to its own rules and procedures.
I don't have it in front of me. That's the bit that says that each SO and AC will adopt the charter according to its own rules. Well, that's because in the GNSO, unlike here or the ALAC, where it's a simple vote, in the GNSO they have to go through a whole series of voting procedures with their two houses before they can actually approve something like this. So each of the ACs and SOs has their own mechanisms for approval of these things, and so it was necessary to say that, you probably didn't need to say it, but anyway we said it, that it will be approved by their own, using their own mechanism, whatever that is. Okay. Anything else? All right. So I wonder if somebody would like to propose the resolution that we adopt the draft charter. Andre, thank you. Do I have a second? Leslie, I do. Thank you. Do we have anyone who wishes to vote against or to abstain? Excellent. So that is passed unanimously. Thank you. Bart, you will... Gabby will do. You will organise a call for volunteers. In the call, can we highlight, please, the bit in the charter that talks about what qualifications are expected of the people who volunteer? We can. I don't think we can't really resolve to close the charter drafting working group because it's not just our working group, but we can resolve that. There's no more work for that working group to do, and I think we can and terminate our involvement therein. Yeah. So I think we can just take that as read. Very much doubt if in a year's time someone's going to come running back and claim that working group is still in existence.
No, but then we can move it.
Yes, we can move it off our plate of reports. Okay, now we have the item 7, which is the incident response working group. There is a final report from that working group, and it's been submitted to us. And so our first task is to accept the submission of the final report. Actually, I'll read what Bart's written here. The chair of the incident response group working has submitted the final report with the details for an incident response repository with contact details, its use cases, and associated material. The incident response working group has also identified next steps in order to implement such a system. These next steps are considered to be out of scope of the working group and need to be discussed by the council. The working group is therefore of the opinion that it's completed its task. However, it remains available to advise the council. So the first thing would be to accept the submission of the report. That doesn't mean accept the contents of the report. It means to accept the report as being submitted to us by the working group. The second would be to resolve to discuss the recommendations and suggestions of the working group at the next available sensible meeting time. And the third is to resolve to close the working group and to request the chair of the working group to remain available to provide explanation and advice on next steps. And what I think we should do is probably certainly on the next available call when we have some time is actually ask Jörg to when we've had time to think about this report, ask Jörg to attend the call for a session and talk about the report. So can we
propose those three resolutions, that we accept the submission of the report, that we're going to discuss it, and that we're closing the working group. Can I have a...
So moved.
From Dot. I'm going to take Dottie and then Byron. Thank you very much. Does anybody want to abstain or vote against the resolution? Good. Excellent. Ah, yes, ICANN's strategic planning non-process. The SOP working group has concluded that ICANN's planning process is dysfunctional and compromised and contradicts previous comments made by ICANN's chair and CEO on the desirability of community participation in the strategic planning process. The SOP working group has indicated that it will submit a letter into the strat plan process to highlight its concern. Has that been done yet?
It has not been done yet, right. But it will be before...
So this is a letter from the SOP itself.
Yeah, and I think that there's an important distinction here because there's two activities. One is submitting the letter on behalf of the SOP into the process itself.
Right.
And then there's also the action for the proposed action for the council.
Which is to write a similar letter, but formally to the chair and the CEO, so not part of the comment process, but as a separate outside letter. Now, Bart has... do we have that or not?
It should be included. It's the final page of the back.
Okay. So given that we haven't read this yet, I know that we want to do it quickly. Could I suggest that we resolve that, subject to agreeing the terms of the letter over the next day on email, that we the principle of us sending the letter is agreed and we simply need to... Yes, Leslie?
Apart from resolving to send a letter, could we resolve something along the lines that we're deeply dissatisfied with the current situation?
Well, yes, we can, and I have absolutely no problem with that at all. And why don't we resolve something along the lines of the council...
expresses its disappointment.
Yes, thank you. It's not... I'm trying to think about how to make it a resolution. Yes, Dottie?
How do we make that resolution? Can someone just highlight a few points that are in each of the letters?
Sure. So just so everybody has a little additional comfort, too, the letter that is in here was something that the SOP itself has seen and agreed upon in the meetings on Sunday. So that group is comfortable with this letter as it is. But fundamentally what it does is articulate the fact that ICANN made commitments in terms of the timelines and process to put out the strategic plan, so there would be time for comment so that it could get to Cartagena and there would be a board vote to approve it. There was next to no discussion or warning or information that that process was basically breaking down and that there was no strategic plan put forward in the late September timeframe as it was supposed to, and in fact didn't come out as a draft until November 27th, fundamentally rendering any opportunity for the SOP to get involved impossible. So really we're just commenting about the process. We're not saying anything about the plan itself, just the fact that the process broke down and prevented anybody, really any constituency group, from making meaningful comment. And that's what we're dissatisfied with.
So that's letter number one?
No, they're both the same, effectively, Dottie. The difference is that the letter from the SOP... is a letter from the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group is a letter that goes in as public comment in the public comment process, whereas the letter from me on behalf of the council is a direct letter to the chair and the CEO of ICANN. It's got nothing to do with the public comment process. It's an overarching letter that says you need to fix this and you need to fix this now. Okay. So perhaps the way... Yes, Paulus. Yeah.
Can a working group independently send out a letter out of the...
Yes. The SOP is specifically chartered to do that. So what I suggest is that if we did it this way, if we resolved that the chair
write to the CEO and chair in terms as set out in the draft, subject to final approval, and then say so the resolution starts with that and then goes on to say the council expresses its did you say deep concern?
I was trying to be strong.
Yeah, no.
Some sort of strong feeling.
Serious concerns.
It expresses serious concerns about ICANN's planning process for Strat Plan 1114, which has been dysfunctional and is compromised and contradicts previous comments made by ICANN's chair and CEO on the desirability of community participation in the strategic planning process. Okay? That'll do it, won't it? Okay. Anyone? Okay, can I have a Byron? Dottie, did you put your hand up again?
I just have one little question.
Yes. There's no such thing as a little question, Dottie.
Is the manifest content of the proposal they wrote in line with the same thinking that you were having?
You mean this is about the actual plan itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, okay, it's a, which is kind of a separate issue, but go ahead.
I've only looked at it in a cursory way because of the timing. As far as the document goes, it looks like an evolutionary document that one might anticipate, which is all the more surprising, given that if it's simply an evolutionary document, why were they not able to put it out in time? The letter doesn't speak to the Strat plan at all. Mm-hmm. It strictly states the facts of the process that got us here and highlights that the commitments and promises were broken and breached.
So, Byron, would you propose a resolution?
Yes.
Thank you.
As suggested and articulated but a moment ago.
Leslie? Okay, Leslie seconds. Does anyone want to abstain or vote against? Okay, so I will, the letter that I've got in front of me now, obviously I will read it. I'd like you guys to read it too. If anyone has any either editorial or grammatical spelling changes or any other more important changes, please let me have them within 24 hours and I'll then send it out.
And you all have the letter in your inbox, so...
Yeah. Okay. Now we move on to item 9, which is the SOP Working Group. The chair of the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group, Byron Holland, has stepped down. Don't panic. He'll be back in Resolution 10.
I was going to say, did somebody give him permission?
Yeah, that's right. The working group members have unanimously nominated Rolf Mayer, the CEO of SIDN, as the chair of new chair of the SOP Working Group, and the council needs to resolve to appoint Rolf Mayer as chair of the SOP Working Group. I'd be surprised if anyone has a problem with that, Leslie.
Might like to spell his surname correctly.
Ah, yes, that would be an excellent idea. Meijer, I believe.
No, I should know.
Yes, Bart of all people. you're trying to typo squat on that. That's a. So can I have a proposer for that resolution, please? Youngham, thank you. Seconder Byron, thank you very much. Anyone object? Anyone abstain? Passed. The second thing that we need to do here is to adjust the charter. In order to foster a close coordination and cooperation between the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group and our new Finance Working Group, the chair of the SOP Working Group is an ex officio member of the Finance Working Group under the Charter of the Finance Working Group. But the Chair of the Finance Working Group is not an ex officio member of the SOP Working Group. And that seems a little unfair. So the action is that we agree to update the Charter of the SOP Working Group to include the appointment of the Chair of the Finance Working Group to the SOP Working Group ex officio.
I don't think we can do that now, can we? Do we need to amend the charter and then adopt it again, or can we just not agree to amend it to that effect?
No, we can amend
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Does anyone any discussion on that? Okay. Can I propose have a proposer for the resolution? Thank you, Becky. Seconder. Thank you, Hira. So, anyone wish to abstain or object? Excellent. That brings us to Resolution 10, which is the Finance Working Group. We need to formally agree to appoint the chair of the Finance Working Group. Byron Holland, the recently resigned chair of the SOP Working Group, was unanimously nominated by the Finance Working Group to chair the Finance Working Group. So we need to resolve to do that. If there's no discussion, may I have a proposer for that? Leslie, thank you. And a seconder, please. Becky, thank you very much. Are there any against or abstentions? Unanimously passed. And Byron, thank you for being prepared and willing to take this task on. I don't propose to go through a whole series of other working group reports, but I will be happy for any councillor who wants a particular report on a particular working group to say so, and we'll see if we can organise it. Okay. In respect to the liaison updates, Ron is going to provide us with an update on this meeting in writing at some point in the not-too-distant future while he's having a Christmas break. Hanshuan Lee is in the GNSO Council meeting, but I can, and we will add, Gabby, if you could ask him to do the same. However, I can tell you that, in respect to the GNSO, that earlier today, or possibly yesterday, Stefan van Gelder was elected as the new chair of the GNSO Council, and I'll talk about that in a second. The next item is 13, which is the update of the website. Gabby, do you want to just say something briefly about that? What do you need us to do? Anything? Just prepare for a full discussion at the next meeting? In other words, you want us to look at the website, play around. No, you don't want us to do that. You don't want us to touch it. Don't go near it.
No, it's about when we did the interviews for how the new website is going to look like. Some people suggested we should have a closed section. So
this sort of sealed.
Something like that.
like the back of a magazine, yeah.
So we were not really clear what they really wanted. So I've sent out a new, some questions to about 20 people saying, what would you like it, don't you like it, and so on. And judging by the replies that I received, some people don't like it, some people really want it, and some people they don't really know.
So we need to talk about it.
Right? Yeah, we need to talk about it, so that's it.
So we'll do
you
that.
You can think about it.
Can we?
Yeah.
Really? We'll do that so we can put that on the agenda for our next council call. Thank you, Gabby, and thanks for all the work done on that, on the trying to get the website thing organised. I know it's been a hard job. All right, item 14. This is the last meeting at which NomCom appointing Ashwa is a member of this council. Unfortunately, as you will all know, because you have seen her email, she can't be with us. She's been unwell. Two things. One, I think we should pass a resolution thanking her formally for all of the work that she's done over the past 3 years by being on the council. And that secondly, we should wish her well for the future. And unless there's any discussion, I propose that we pass that resolution by acclamation. The second item is to welcome our new councillor from the nominating committee, who will join just in time to be too late for this meeting, i.e. at the end of it, and that's Sokol over there. Sokol, can you stand up and come come and stand where we can throw things at you? Would you mind just doing a brief hello and this is who I am for us? That would be really, really helpful. And also tell me how to pronounce your surname.
Okay, my name is Sokol. My last name is Hajio. Like when you sneeze, you say Hajio, bless you. I'm from Tirana, Albania. I've worked for a long time with international organizations like United Nations Development Programme, European Commission, World Bank a little bit, with Albanian government in promoting information society, ICT, etc. Currently, I'm leading NGO called Center for Development and Technology in Albania. So that was in a nutshell who I am. For more information, you can check the website, I guess.
Yes, how many children do you have?
I've got a little daughter, no pets. So.
Thank you. Well, welcome. And
thank you.
It's great to have you around. And if you haven't been added to the lists already, then you will be added to the lists very shortly.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you
very much. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
I'd just like to mention that that basically all of the candidates that had been and are being given to us or provided to us by the NOMCOM have been very helpful and have contributed a lot to the CC process, and this actually makes me have a lot more faith in the nominating committee system.
Thank you, Jana. I remember a very long battle to get this sorted out because the CC community at the time couldn't understand why we would want to have anybody on our council that wasn't a CCTLD manager, but I think it's proved to be an excellent exercise. I've got a couple of other things that I would like to do with your permission. The first is I would like to suggest that the council passes a resolution acknowledging the contribution and work that Chuck Gomes has made as chair of the GNSO Council, and wishing him well in his whatever he decides to do next, which will probably be something else to do with the GNSO. I'd also like to suggest a similar resolution in respect to Cheryl Langenor, who's standing down as chair of the ALAC. And I would like to ask to resolve to welcome Stefan Van Gelder as the new chair of the GNSO Council and Olivier Crépin-Leblond as the new chair of ALAC. And if everyone's okay with all of that, then I think we can pass that as one resolution by acclamation. Do we have any other business, Leslie?
Why is it funny when I put my hand up? Take you back to the session with the board the other, whenever it was. Seems like ages ago now, doesn't it?
Yes, yesterday morning.
You will recall, not about staff retention, but some questions about the new GGLD handbook and the post-delegation issues. And I think I've heard a number of people saying this week that they would like to suggest the comment period be extended in order that they can properly consider whatever the latest revised text is on those issues. It's somewhat odd that the timeline for comments seems to finish on the day that the board apparently will make a decision.
Okay, thank you. You're absolutely right. There are rumours that it has been extended, but no one can get any confirmation from anybody as to whether it has actually been extended or not.
Just in case the rumours aren't true, perhaps
yes,
we could request that. Thank
yes.
you.
So, Paul, would you do another one of those little notes that says we request that this comment period be extended? We're outraged. No, not really. Well, Leslie is, but no one else is. No, we're really
outraged at staff retention, not that.
Yes,
one.
That's right. Yes, on that one, she truly is outraged. Okay, so if you could do that, that would be great. Do we have anything else that anybody would like to deal with or say? Okay, so on that basis, I will formally close the council meeting. Thank everybody for their attendance, for their extraordinary hard work this week. Is it me, or is it seems to have been even more busier than normal? And thank you all very much indeed for coming.